Shavua Tov, good evening. This is Rabbi Tokayer. I am late on the call. I don't know if there's anybody here. If we have anybody on the call, please chime in now, and I will begin. If there's
Hello.
Nobody there, then okay.
Hello,
all right. So, okay. I'm going to start. Just give me 10 seconds, and we'll begin. Okay, I'll start as I always start. Shavua Tov, Gedvach. This is Rabbi Eitan Tokayer from Brooklyn, New York. I'd like to share with you a fascinating question regarding the Machtzis HaShekel. Well, let me start with a little story that Rabbi Abraham Tversky shares. It's a Chassidish Maisa, a little Chassidish story. He tells a story about a Chassid who was illiterate, couldn't read, couldn't write. And from time to time, he would go to his Rebbe and give him a kvittel, right, the note in which he would ask for some type of petition, some type of request. And he didn't know how to read or write, so he would ask his son-in-law to do so. And so he was about to go to the Rebbe. He asked his son-in-law to write the kvittel, and his son-in-law writes the kvittel, but mistakenly, instead of giving him the kvittel, he gave him a laundry list that he had written. The chassid being illiterate, didn't realize that a mistake had been made, and he brought the laundry list to the Rebbe. He gives the Rebbe the laundry list. The Rebbe sizes up immediately that this is a list of things that have to go to the laundry and not a kvittel, but he looks at it and uses it as an opportunity. And he reads the list carefully, and he says to his chassid, he says, on such a laundry list, you should have more talis katans to wash. In other words, he saw on this laundry list that he wasn't washing talis katans, means the fellow wasn't doing the mitzvah of tzitzis properly. And so if the Rebbe could see meaning and purpose in a laundry list, we most certainly can find meaning in the small details in the Torah HaKadosha. And in fact, the halfness of the Machtzis HaShekel is a question that Chazal wonder about. Why a machtis? Why a half a shekel? And so the Gemara in Shkolim, the Yerushalmi in Shkolim says that because of the Chet HaEgel, which occurred in the Chatzos Hayom, midday, half day, because of that, Yaviyu, the Jewish people, are going to bring machtis HaShekel, the half shekel. So the sin that occurs at Chatzos Hayom, at half day, at midday, that's the cause for the half shekel. So what's this connection between the half shekel? What's the meaning of the halfness? What is Chazal trying to accomplish here by making this by drawing this connection? Rabbi Shimon Schwab offers one view, and he says it's about zehirus, meaning that it's about living a mindful life. How so? The Gemara tells us that on that very day that Bnei Yisrael engaged in Chet HaEgel, that morning, they had risen, they were on the highest of the high. They had risen to a level as a community, as Bnei Israel, to a spiritual state of Adam HaRishon Kodem Lachet. They were on a spiritual state of pre-original sin. That's where they were holding. And then came high noon, the middle of the day, Chatzos Hayom, and they saw that Moshe seemed to be tarrying and he had not come down the mountain. And so there was an inflection point, and all of a sudden, they descended. And they descended to the lowest of the low of all types of depravity, not just the Avodah Zarah of the Egel, not just the pagan idolatry, but all of the depravity that went on around it. And so what is the Chatzos? What happened at Chatzos Hayom? Chatzos Hayom is the inflection point. It is the point in which everything changed. Why do we give a half shekel? A half shekel is to remind us, and I'm explaining this perhaps in my own words, a half shekel is to remind us of the halfness of that day, of that moment, that inflection point, that juncture in which everything turns. And therefore, it is important for us to consistently be mindful, to be careful, to realize that we are always at that midpoint. We are always at a point that we can either rise to the heights or we can go down to the lowest of the low. And life is constantly about being mindful, having zahiros, being careful. But it's not just being careful to make sure we don't violate a law. It's being mindful to ensure that we're living lives of reflection. Because when we reflect and we pause before we do something, then we have an opportunity to hold back and to and not slip down that slippery slope. Therefore, the halfness of that day is atoned by the halfness of our shekel. Then that moment in which we allowed ourselves to slip, because we were at that juncture, we give a half shekel to remind ourselves that we're always at that juncture. And the living a life of kavana, of mindfulness, is a way to ensure that that we don't go the same down that same route. That's one of you. Second view, it's really about kol Yisrael arevim zeh lazeh. All Jews are responsible for one another. What happened at that day at high noon? Only 3,000 of several million Jews actually did Chet HaEgel. Only a few thousand. But while it's true that only a few thousand did it, there were the silent majority, through their silence, and acquiesced and enabled the 3,000 to do what they did. And so therefore, there was a tremendous lapse in Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh Lazeh. And that's one of the essential aspects of the critical tragedy of Chet HaEgel, that we didn't have concern for one another. And by the silent majority being silent, we basically said, as long as I'm okay, forget everybody else. I'm just concerned about myself. It doesn't make a difference. Chet HaEgel, not Chet HaEgel, whatever. As long as I am okay, as long as my spiritual sense of self is fine, I'm okay. And that is part of the tragedy of Chet HaEgel, of not being concerned for the other. Machtzis HaShekel is therefore the perfect atonement. It's the perfect kapara. Because as we all know, the half shekel is reminiscent, reminds us of the fact that we are all half of a whole, that we can't do it without one another, that we need one another, that we are kol Yisrael arevim zeh lazeh, that we need one another, and we must be there and responsible and feel a sense of achrayus, of responsibility for one another. And therefore, the machtzis ha-shekel, the halfness, is not just a description of the shekel, it's essential to the kapara, it's essential to overturning the, doing a tikkun, fixing the Chet HaEgel, which in addition to everything else, the sin itself of the 3,000 people, it really is a reflection of a dereliction of duty of the millions of others who stood by and said, as long as I'm okay, I'm okay. And that's not okay. The third and final approach that I'd like to share with you is about gaiva. It's about pride. So let's think about it. When did the Chet HaEgel occur? Says the Yerushalmi, at the half day. Half day is when the sun is at the highest point in the sky. It reflects strength and power and vitality and health. It is the time when we associate with the greatest strength. And even in the life cycle of a person, we refer to the end of a person's life as the sunset of their life. So the high noon represents the strength and power, not just of the sun, but the strength and power of a human being. And that is when a person can fall prey to pride and arrogance. And this was the Chet HaEgel, which occurred at half day, at high noon, where the Jews were prideful and arrogant. They thought, we can make a God. Not God makes us. We make God. What could be more arrogant and prideful than that? Elokecha Yisrael. And so what is the tikkun for pride and arrogance, which is the underlying character trait which enabled the Chet HaEgel? What do we do to counterbalance and counteract high noon, gaiva? Humility. And that's the machtzis ha-shekel, the perfect the perfect response to the Chet HaEgel. The Machzis Shekel is a half shekel. It's not even a whole shekel. It's a half shekel, which is meant to sort of, you know, kick us down a few pegs. And of course, everyone gives the same amount. The usher and the dal, the poor and the wealthy. Everybody stays on the same line, giving the same half shekel. The half shekel is the great equalizer. It creates a sense and embeds a sense of anivus, of humility. And what do we need more? And therefore, it's the perfect atonement, the perfect kapara for the Chet HaEgel, which was all about high noon, all about gaiva. And it seems to me that in our day and age where we live right now, today, we live in such a toxic time where everybody knows everything. Nobody wants to give in an inch. It's true maybe on a political level, but even forget politics. It's true just on a day-to-day how people interact with one another. Everybody knows what they know, and they're sure that they're right. And people just don't want to give an inch. People don't want to compromise. People don't want to give the other individual the benefit of the doubt. People don't want to give the other individual the opportunity to be heard and to listen, and maybe for me to revise what I think I know is true. We need humility. We need humility in our marriages. We need a little humility in our relationships with our children. We need humility in how we deal with our friends, with our neighbors, with our coworkers. We need humility in this moment in time, I think, more than ever. A little anivus goes a long way. We started with Rabbi Twersky's story. I'm going to end with a statement of Rabbi Twersky, quoted from Baruch of Medrash, who says that people want to feel that they have an independent mind, right? I have my own mind. I have my own mind. He says, you know who has their own mind? A fool, a shaita. A fool has their own mind, because a wise person, lo made me kol adam, learns from everyone, and therefore my mind, if I am a chacham, if I'm a wise person, is really made up of lots of minds, of lots of people who have influenced and thought and given me the wisdom that I have. But a fool, a shota, is somebody who has their own mind. They're never influenced by anything anybody else has to say. It's the ultimate of gaiva, which produces the worst type of foolishness. So when we think about the cheta, and when we think about machzis ha-shekel, the halfness of the shekel, we recall the message of zehiros, of mindfulness. We recall the importance of kol yisrael areivim zeh lazeh, of being responsible and not just be concerned about myself. And we recall the importance and significance of anivus in our lives. Shavua tov, good vach to all.